listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, we introduce a nonprofit organization known as Solution Immobilier Solidaire. Solution Immobilier Solidaire is a nonprofit organization in Brome, Mississauga that is seeking to address the housing crisis in the region through a new model for housing that emerged in the United States but has now spread to Quebec and other provinces in Canada. I had the opportunity to chat with one of the co-founders of Solution Immobilier Solidaire, Annie-Pierre Gorup, all about the organization, the new model that it hopes will serve as a solution to help address the housing crisis in Brome, Mississauga, and what is currently taking place for housing on the territory. So I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for chatting with CIDI about Solution Immobilier Solidaire. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
So Annie, like I mentioned, we're here today to chat about Solution Immobilier Solidaire. And I was just wondering if you could start off by telling us a little bit about your group, how you came together, and why you came together. I recently spoke to the town of Sutton about a project that you are working on with them, and this was the first time I heard of your group. So I was wondering if you would be willing to introduce your group for our listeners.
Sure, I'd love to tell you a bit about our organization. We are a nonprofit organization that is basically myself and Samuel Gervais. We are both the co-founders. My background is in real estate development, mostly in the city of Montreal, and Samuel Gervais has been working in the environment of social entrepreneurship for many, many years. Together, we met each other in the region of Brome-Missisquoi, and we decided to unite our forces and try to see if we can work on the housing crisis because it really affects ourselves and everyone around us. So we decided to go ahead and start working on an opportunity to give a solution to this housing crisis that we have.
Yeah. Now, from my understanding, your solution is based on a new model for housing that has emerged from the United States, if I'm understanding correctly. I have a basic idea as to how this business model works, but there's a lot to it for someone who doesn't really understand the housing market very much. So I was just wondering if you could introduce your business model or solution for our listeners, because I think it will provide them with a better understanding as to what your mission is and how you go about it.
Yeah, the model that we are exploring right now is the community land trust model. And those models are, like you said, established in the United States pretty well, across the world as well. And they are generally nonprofit organizations that acquire and hold land in the interests of their local community. So it's a different paradigm shift in terms of how to see real estate. Basically, it transforms our relationship to the land. So we're moving away from this predominant model of private property towards something more of a model that is collective, that has more of a social vocation at the center of it. What we're doing here in Brome, Mississauga is creating the first regional-based CLT. So it's a residential CLT that we're creating, and it will be servicing the MRC of Brome-Missisquoi.
Okay, so you're creating like an MRC-wide community land trust for Brome-Missisquoi citizens, if I'm understanding correctly.
That's exactly right.
Wow, okay. And for those who might not be aware, community land trust was a new term for me before I started researching it a little bit. So I was just wondering if you could maybe explain a little bit more about how community land trusts help control the cost of housing. How does that work exactly?
The main factors around the community land trust is community-led development. So initiatives are brought to the table or essentially considered by the community, and the land trust will then acquire land and hold it in perpetuity. Essentially, the residents, so the land trust will make sure that qualified residents, so there's a priority of different residents, mostly low and medium household revenue. So there are a few criteria to prioritize the qualified residents, and they will then enter into either agreements, so sell or rent these housing units, but the land trust will always keep the land separate. So the land will stay in the hands of the community land trust. So in that way, what happens is that there is a control. The terms and conditions to, for example, rent increase or resale are controlled essentially by the land trust.
Let's just say a project is built and then the land is put into a trust and some tenants move in. So basically, do they become co-owners alongside of the trust? And then if they want to resell their unit, it can't be sold at market value. Is that how it works? Am I understanding that correctly?
In the event that the property are being sold, mm-hmm. so the actual housing units are being sold, in that case, the buyers can acquire and live in the space. And then that's correct. So when they do resell, they would be held to a controlled resale price that would be established when they first purchased. And that's the essential of a shared equity model that we do see in, for example, the Champlain Housing Trust in Burlington, just across the border. So that is one example of a type of housing that can be offered by the land trust.
Okay. And if people rent the unit, then I'm assuming that it's just the trust that oversees the price of that rental unit if someone else moves in.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure that I had all my details correct. Okay. And so basically this stops private investors or private companies from coming in and boosting the rent then. Like if it's reserved in this trust, it kind of limits that, it seems.
Yes. Yes. And the fact that it's being held by the trust, and the trust has a governance that is representative of the community, it's an extra layer of security to make sure that the trust serves the community first.
Now, like you mentioned at the beginning of our interview, you are working with other municipalities or individuals, groups in Bromissisqua to get similar projects like what you're doing in Sutton for an affordable housing project there in the community off the ground. So I was just wondering if you'd like to comment on that and how things are going so far. Have municipalities and community members or community groups been responsive to this model? How have things been going here in the region?
There's been a lot of interest in the CLP model, in the initiative that SIS is bringing, also in terms of a more regional-based CLT. I think what is important to also specify is that SIS is a nonprofit and it's separate from the actual community land trust. So the community land trust really has a separate judiciary structure. And SIS's mandate is more to support the emergence and success of solidarity-based real estate projects. And in doing so, we'll find itself in more of a stewardship role towards servicing the CLTs themselves. That allows SIS to act at a level where they can share tools and resources and helping CLTs really keep growing, which is a central part of the model. So to keep making acquisitions, partnerships, collaborations throughout the region. So having a nonprofit organization that is involved in the operations of the CLT, in our opinion, and that could also export and extend those services to one or more CLTs, has a really positive impact financially in terms of viability for those CLTs in question. So that is another part of it. But there is some interest around the model itself. There's interest around having a land trust that can, that can receive land and have land be transferred and be put in, really just kind of moved out of the speculative market. So we are discussing with different municipalities, different MRCs, and there's a lot of initiative around Quebec also in regards to different types of trusts. So the response has been good.
So SIS is almost just like a partner of the CLTs to ensure that they continue thriving and growing in our community.
Yes, so we create them and then we can create a CLT and then we can partner with the CLT to make sure that they keep thriving.
Okay.
Well put.
And now, so besides Sutton, is SIS currently working on other projects? Like we mentioned, you're working on creating this regional-wide CLT, but are there other projects that you are working on or that you have worked on that you would like to mention just to give people an idea as to the type of work that you do?
Well, at the moment, as it was made public, we are going to be working on a piece of property that's owned by the town of Sutton. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that's going to set a precedent for other municipalities to continue, you know, discussing or collaborating with. And there are some discussions with some towns. I think the effort to educate, explain the model. So we have ongoing conversations with different municipalities in regards to different pieces of property. Nothing confirmed at the moment, but we do invite municipalities and residents of the area of Gomiskwa to get in contact with us because our mission is to evaluate different opportunities and essentially remove as many properties from the speculative market and offer them as affordable housing to the community.
And, you know, while we're speaking about this a little bit, you're mentioning to me how your group came together to address the housing crisis here in the region. So I didn't know if you wanted to maybe speak about what the housing market or housing situation looks like here in Bromissisquoi right now. I don't know if you have any stats or anything that you'd like to share.
We have a few numbers here that gives us an idea of what's actually happening in Bromissisquoi. For example, between 2020 and 2021, so over the course of 1 year, there's been over 2,400 new citizens that came to the region, which really puts the MRC in second place in terms of migration.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of new families, it's a lot of new individuals that are and still are looking for places to live and build a life. So there's certainly a demand and pressure on the housing market, especially in this area. The project that we've are going to be working on, or that we've started working on in Sutton. Sutton, for example, in the last four trimesters, the median sales price of a single-family home has been $640,000.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So we can get into a lot of these statistics. They point in the direction that, you know, we have influx of people. There's also companies, there's different organizations around that are looking for la main d'oeuvre, essentially workers, and to attract and hold workers is also something that needs to be addressed in the area. There's room to work on some of these issues and provide more affordable housing, considering the prices and where they're at today.
Yes, definitely. Housing seems to be one of the major solutions to all of these issues. I remember when I was speaking to the mayor for the town of Sutton, he was mentioning how there are people who work in the village but can't live there. So some people are leaving, and that means they're leaving their jobs as well. So I'm sure that's a situation that it will help address big time in the village.
It's happening all over the MRC, neighboring MRCs as well. So it is an unfortunate reality right now.
And, you know, I was wondering, how can people get involved? Is there a way that people can contribute in any way, shape or form to ensure that housing is accessible here in our region?
Absolutely. At this point in time, we have been working on designing the governance, the CLT itself. So soon enough, there will be a membership. So people will be able to become members of the CLT. We would love for people to get involved. The CLT engagement of the community is at the heart of the model. We will have designed a membership that is very inclusive and open to individuals who live in Bromissisquoi, so on the territory of the CLT. Soon enough, we're going to start giving some presentations or explaining a little bit more about what the CLT is, what it does, and how to get involved. So we're going to give more details on precise ways. Until then, you know, Taylor, it's really early in the process, to be honest. So we're working on just getting our website up and going and things like that. So the organization is working on different things at the moment. So we're inviting people to keep an eye out for our website that's going to come out soon, and any announcement or invitations to partake in information sessions or presentation about the model itself, and then how to get involved as future members.
Perfect. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about Solutions Immobilier Solidaire, Annie, but those are all the questions that I had for you. But please feel free to bring up anything else that I may have missed in my questions that you think would be important to specify or to make people aware of.
Yeah, we'd love to invite people. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, you can absolutely do so by email, and we'll be happy to get in touch.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Annie. I really appreciate your time and for providing me all this information about your group. It's really appreciated.
Thank you, Taylor. That was really great of you to contact us.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.